Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
You are now listening to the Two Cents and Nonsense podcast. I'm here with my homeboy, Matt.
What up, what up?
I am Antoine Watt Slicker. Follow us on Twitter at 2Nonsense. That's the number 2, N-O-N-C-E-N-T-S. Yes. Also, don't forget to get into that Facebook community. Search 2 Cents Nonsense in your Facebook search bar. There's something wrong with the Instagram right now. I can't even...
Whatever.
I can't do nothing on that motherfucker. Like, it's like locked up. So, we'll get that straight. But for now...
I'm surprised you actually went on there and tried.
Yeah. But for now, you know what I'm saying? Twitter, Facebook, and of course, you know, hit us up via whatever other means you got. Email, whatever, you know. And if you got our phone numbers, text us. If not, we don't want to talk to you that way. But talk to us on the Facebook. Of course, on today's episode, man, of course, we got the sports talk episode. We got a lot to discuss, but we're going to start this one off by, you know, acknowledging the death of Kobe Bryant and the 8 victims that were on the helicopter ride with him. His daughter, Gina, a couple of other patrons, John, Carrie, and Alyssa. That was, I guess, a father, mother, and daughter combination there. Christina, Ari was the pilot, and Sarah and Peyton. So Sarah was the mom and her daughter Peyton all died on that helicopter crash there. So it was more than just Kobe. You know, and they were all on their way to basketball practice.
Yep.
So the 13-year-old girls were all on the same team. So 3 teammates died on that helicopter crash. So we want to just take a moment. We'll give a quick moment of silence for Kobe and the 8 victims that were on the flight with him. All right, man. So just wanted to get that out the way. There was some stupid ass like memes and stuff out after this man passed, which some of that shit was tasteless.
Yes, I seen one or two.
Yeah, some of that stuff was tasteless, but, you know, there was one post that I saw where a guy actually supposedly got Kobe tattooed on his back, but it didn't look anything like Kobe. Did you see that one?
No.
Okay. We might have to show you that joint after this, man. But we're going to talk NBA as well. The reserves for the All-Star teams were picked. We had some snubs, man. In the Eastern Conference, Bam, the forward from the Miami Heat, was chosen. Jimmy Butler was chosen. Jason Tatum was chosen from the Celtics. Kyle Lowry from the Raptors. Ben Simmons from the 76ers. Sabonis from my Pacers, and of course Chris Middleton from the Bucks were chosen. Who they omitted from this, man, on the East?
Derrick Rose,
Bradley Beal,
Zach LaVine.
So yeah, so but Bradley Beal and Zach LaVine both averaging over 25 points a game, ain't they?
Derrick Rose is up there too.
Yeah, that's crazy. So let me ask you this though. Being that they, you know, they snubbed those guys, who would you have taken off
to put them? Let me see the list.
Yeah, I got you right here. There you go. Yeah, you know, because, like I said, man, Bradley Beal and Zach LaVine both averaging over 25 points a game.
I'd take Chris Middleton off.
You take Chris Middleton off.
He might be the only one. Because we're talking about all guards.
Yeah.
And I can't justify taking any of these other guards off.
Okay. And then you can read off the West.
All right. We got Luka.
Okay.
Luka Doncic. James Harden. LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Davis. Kawhi Leonard. Chris Paul. Which is surprising. He's actually been playing mad good this year.
Mm-hmm.
Damian Lillard, Russell Westbrook, Brandon Ingram. I'm happy he made it.
Mm-hmm.
Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, and Nikola Jokic.
Okay. Stubs from that side would be what? Devin Booker.
Yep.
And Paul George.
Yep.
Who would you take off that?
Westbrook. Easy.
Westbrook. Easy.
Easy.
Okay. Who else? Anybody else you take off?
I'm not sure what Donovan Mitchell's been doing this year. I haven't been following too closely.
Him and Rudy, they both, this is their first All-Star appearance. So, I mean, well,
they got in by reserves, so whatever. Yeah. But
so, I mean, they both been playing pretty good, though, you know, and it's equating the wins for the team. So, if that's what they looking for, in that, you know.
I mean, other than Westbrook, same thing with the East. It's hard to take somebody off.
Right.
Westbrook definitely does not deserve to be there.
Okay.
You know, but earlier in the season, I would have said Damian Lillard, but these last couple games, he's been balling. Yeah.
So, round of applause. Round of applause for those people making the All-Star team.
Yeah. I fixed the Instagram problem.
Fixed what Instagram problem?
You said you couldn't get on Instagram.
Oh, you fixed it?
Yes.
Oh. So you able to get on it?
Yeah.
Cool. I got to be able to get on that.
I changed the password.
Okay.
So I'll give you that later.
All right, cool. Because I couldn't get on that shit. I don't know why. But, yeah, man. So the NBA All-Star game is in a couple weeks. Hopefully you guys will watch it. I probably won't be watching it.
I definitely won't be watching it.
This is the same day as the TakeOver event. So,
oh yeah, we got priorities.
You all know where our priorities lie: wrestling, NXT above all.
Yes.
So yes, we will be watching NXT TakeOver Portland, and we'll catch the highlights of.
I won't even watch the highlights. I don't even care. I don't care about the All-Star game, not one bit. They don't play no defense. Nobody plays hard. What's the point? That's like watching the NFL Pro Bowl. I don't watch that garbage.
Right. I didn't watch that game. Well, how was it?
I don't know.
Okay.
What are you asking? I couldn't even tell you who won.
Nope.
All I know is I think Lamar Jackson was MVP. That's all I do know.
Okay.
Just because it might have flashed across my screen real quick or something. But I don't even know who won.
Okay. Well,
I'll assume the AFC won just because he won MVP.
Okay. And speaking of football here, he back in the headlines again, man. He's back. We keep having to say stuff about this guy. It's just every single day is something going on with him. Antonio Brown sat down with Jacina Anderson, did about a 35-minute interview. They talked about some things. You know, she touched on the sexual assault allegations. He tried to gloss over it. Didn't really want to talk about it. I mean, it is going into legal proceedings, so I understand. He looked high as shit.
Maybe he was.
He looked high as shit.
Oops, sorry.
You're good. But he looked high. But he looked like he was on some, like, mood stabilizers or something, though.
Well, he was being evaluated for his mental health. Maybe they gave him something.
Right. She brought up the Burfict hit. She asked, could that hit have affected his career? He shrugged it off. He denied, like, it. It wasn't that hard of a hit. Nigga, you was laid out.
Well, he obviously didn't take my approach because, you know, I said, you see me on the field, right?
Well, he did say that everybody takes big hits. It happens. Don't worry about it. It's not that bad. It's not that big of a deal. Like, stuff like that. You know, he was saying stuff like that. Which is fine. If that's the way you feel, that's the way you feel. But, bro, you took a hit. He kept referring to himself as a target. Like, people were targeting him. He was handed out a lot of apologies this week.
Yeah, he tried not to go to jail.
Also said he need to apologize to the whole NFL.
He tried not to go to jail. That's all that's about.
They talked about his rap career.
Yo, I know I said last week that he had some bars trying to be him. Yo, that shit was trash. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I couldn't believe what I was hearing.
It was horrible.
I just had to go with it.
I know you had to go with it. I could see it in your face because you was looking like, oh my God, what in the fuck is this shit? I know you was looking like, what the fuck? But you roll with it.
Yeah, man. But,
and at the end, he was up there dressed in all black looking like, he looked like Nino Brown. But when he was sitting in the chair and fucking Ice-T broke into the crib. How he looked with that black
sword. That's funny.
Yo, when you go back and watch New Jack City, bro, that's going to be your favorite scene right there.
Yo, I don't even know when the last time I watched. No, I watched New Jack City probably like 2 years ago.
That's going to be your favorite scene.
Only because my girl never seen it.
Yeah. My girl ain't seen that shit either. I gotta,
God damn.
You know, we've been watching Power, so, you know, last episode is tomorrow.
I don't care. I've only watched the very first episode.
Yeah, I think you need to go ahead and binge watch that shit real quick. You know what I'm saying?
I don't have Stars.
Go ahead and get that done. You got Hulu, right?
Yeah.
It's free on Hulu.
You know how much shit I watch?
I know. You watch a lot of shit.
Word. I'm currently been watching the animated series Avatar, The Last Airbender.
I saw you had the DVD, though.
Yeah,
the
man. I bought the Blu-ray on Amazon.
I'm going to have to get that shit. That's my shit.
Yeah, that's my shit, too. That's why I bought it. It's like, oh, shit.
I know niggas listening to us right now. It's like, I thought this was supposed to be a sports episode. Shut the fuck up, nigga. We talk about what we want to. For real.
Word. Sit back and enjoy.
Hell yeah. But right now going on is the NFL honors. So they got the awards that they're giving out. And I got a few of the awards because they're actually taping this and they're going to air it at 8 o'clock. So by the time you hear this, you probably had already seen it. So we're going to give the awards out.
They already told you who won the awards anyway.
We're going to tell you who won the awards. Defensive Player of the Year, Stephon Gilmore for the Patriots.
I don't know why.
I don't think that should happen.
I don't know why. Especially the last game of the season when Devontae Parker torched that monster.
Yeah. If I had to give Defensive Player of the Year, who you got? Who you think should be Defensive Player of the Year?
Maybe Bosa on the 49ers.
Bosa. Minka Fitzpatrick?
No, because Minka tailed off the second half of the season.
Okay. Alright. Well, Defensive Rookie of the Year was actually Nick Bosa of the 49ers. There you have it.
Comeback. Yes, I think he should have won it for the whole league.
Yeah. Comeback Player of the Year from the Tennessee Titans, Ryan Tannehill.
Yo. Comeback. Can you give my boy a round of applause? Because that made me happy. Yes. I ain't know that.
Yes, sir.
Everybody shitted on Ryan. I know he played bad in the AFC Championship game, but he took that team to the playoffs.
I don't think he played that bad in the AFC Championship game. It's just they couldn't run the ball no more, and that was it.
Like, yeah, I mean, he's not a quarterback that's going to take you from behind to win the game. He ain't no gunslinger.
Right. Fantasy Player of the Year went to Christian McCaffrey from the Panthers. Offensive.
I didn't have him on my team, but I don't know. Derrick Henry might have had something to say about that.
Derrick Henry might have had something
to say. Because I had Derrick Henry. He consistently got me points.
Yeah. I think it was the fact that Derrick Henry did have some games where he was under 100 yards rushing, and Christian McCaffrey didn't have one game this whole year where he was in single digits. So, it was good. That was good shit. But Derrick Henry could have made a case for that. Shit. Lamar Jackson could have made a case for that.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was close. It was close. Offensive Rookie of the Year was Kyler Murray from the Cardinals.
Really?
Yep. Assistant Coach of the Year.
He didn't do much.
But Assistant Coach of the Year was Greg Roman, the defense coordinator for the Ravens.
Okay. I'll roll with it.
The Salute to Service Award went to Donnie Edwards. I don't know what team he plays for. I think he's with Kansas City, I think. The Bud Light Celly of the Year, the Celebration of the Year, went to the Seahawks receivers. They called it Bye Bye Bye. I don't know what the fuck that was. Maybe they did like the what?
That's an award.
Yeah. That's an award.
NFL. What the fuck? You giving out an award for celebrations? I remember back in the day, you didn't want motherfuckers celebrating. And this actually was maybe like 5 years ago. Yeah. Like, come on. Now you giving out awards for the best celebration? Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, they gave him an award. The FedEx Air and Ground Players of the Year was Lamar Jackson from the Baltimore Ravens and Derrick Henry from the Tennessee Titans.
Okay.
The NFL Offensive Player of the Year was Michael Thomas from the Saints.
Okay.
The Anything But Ordinary Player of the Year went to Larry Fitzgerald from the Cardinals.
Why? When he had an ordinary season.
It was anything but ordinary.
It was everything ordinary.
I think the Anything But Ordinary award goes to like somebody who's like old and who you think is supposed to be washed up, but they still perform.
Okay. Then that goes to my boy Fitzpatrick, my quarterback, Fitzmagic, for what he did on my Dolphins.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Come on. He's old and washed up, but he's still bald.
Yeah. The Art Rooney Sportsmanship Award went to Adrian Peterson of the Redskins. The Deacon Jones Award, that's my guy. Defensive end of the Rams back in the day, went to Shaq Barrett of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Had to get the Bucs something, I guess.
Had to get something. The Bridgestone Clutch Performance Play went to the Dolphins for their fake field goal.
Hell yeah.
That's good shit.
Hell yeah.
Good shit. The Coach of the Year went to John Harbaugh of the Baltimore Ravens.
I disagree with that. I mean, they had a good season, but I disagree with that.
And, of course, the MVP, the most valuable player, went to Lamar Jackson of the Baltimore Ravens. I didn't get the alert for the Walter Payton Man of the Year. I don't know if you got that or
it's
not.
It's okay. It was me.
It was you? You were the Walter Payton Man of the Year?
Yeah, man.
Okay. You've been doing your charitable shit across the nation?
Yeah, man. Blessing people with my voice on this podcast.
Understood. I gotta give you a hand. That was crazy.
Bazinga.
Yes, sir. But going into the Hall of Fame this year, they announced some of the people. They got Steve Atwater, my main man Isaac Bruce, my main man Steve Hutchison, because he played right guard for us. Edgerrin James is going in.
It's about goddamn time they put Edge in.
Troy Polamalu is going in. Bill Cowher and Jimmy Johnson are going in. So, those are the people that are going in.
Zach Thomas got snubbed.
I didn't print out the finalist list, but I don't even think he was on there.
He was a finalist.
Okay.
He was a finalist.
Well, he didn't make it. I'm sorry, Zach Thomas. Maybe next year.
Like, he should have went in together with Jason Taylor when Jason went in last year or the year before.
Who retired first? I thought Jason retired first, though.
It doesn't matter. They both were in first ballot.
Well, yeah, but they... Oh, Jason Taylor wasn't in first ballot?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, hey, man, I don't know. Like, you know, Dion said that too many people getting into the hall. I think it's tough to get into the hall.
It is tough. There's people in the 70s that still ain't in.
I think it's
tough. That deserve it.
Especially for those positions where you have an abundance of talent, like the wide receiver position, the running back position.
Edgerrin James retired in 2009, and he's just now getting in.
Yeah, so... In the linebacker position, you got a lot of an abundance of talent. So I think it's harder for those positions. Even corner is like when they put a corner in, this dude is a beast. Like they don't just put any corner in. Like defensive backs, I feel like it's hard.
Yeah, but they just put two defensive backs in? Steve Atwater and
Troy Polamalu. Yeah. But Steve Atwater been trying to get in for a long time, though.
Okay, he could have waited another year, put Zach Thomas in.
He could have waited.
I know you won a Super Bowl. Yeah. Zach Thomas was better.
Okay, yeah, I can agree with that.
You know, I'm not saying he don't deserve to get in. Everybody that went in deserved to get in.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Okay. And tomorrow is going to be the Super Bowl, people. The Super Bowl. We got the Kansas City Chiefs facing off against the San Francisco 49ers. It's going to be in South Beach at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami.
I just want to say our resident 49er fan, Jason.
My brother's a 49er fan, too.
Oh, okay.
Julian, my brother Julian.
Jason picked the 49ers 35-27.
That's kind of similar because I talked to my brother on Wednesday. He said 35-28. 49ers, so okay. That's similar. That's good. See, them 49ers fans, boy, they sticking together out here, boy. They rolling. Who you got winning? You got the 49ers?
I got the 49ers 31-28.
I got the 49ers as well. I don't know what the score is going to be. I'm thinking I'll probably go 28-24.
Okay.
I'm going to go a lower scoring game.
The only reason why I wouldn't give the Chiefs like a 24 or something, I don't see them kicking no field goals. They don't kick field goals. I don't even know who their field goal kicker is.
Buckner, I think it is.
Yeah, he don't kick field goals. He kicks extra points.
He kick extra points. Yeah. But I think it's going to be a good joint. On the halftime show, of course, you got what's the bitches?
J-Lo and Shakira.
The commercials are supposed to be big.
Can't forget about Demi Lovato doing the national anthem.
Demi Lovato has come a long way.
Yeah. She's got a nice voice. I listened to one of her albums. The music's not for me.
Nah, her music's not for me. Her music is like one of those.
It's more like some pop shit.
Yeah.
But she is talented. Like I said, she got a nice voice. You know, she's getting her life together. Stay off the drugs, please. Keep your ass out of rehab.
The commercials, you know, the parties. People got their parties going on. Motherfuckers got the squares where you buy a square and, you know, at the end of the quarter, if this particular point total is what it is, then you get some bread. You know, we doing that at my job. I don't participate in that. It's too random for me. Because they randomize the squares. They just, you spend $5. Big ass pot. Whoever wins the whole thing gets the big ass pot. I think it's going to be like maybe almost $400-$500, something like that.
Shit, so you got to be in it to win it. $5, you got to be in it to win it.
You got to be in it to win it. I mean, there's so many squares on the joint. So
I'm just saying, it's $5. You got to be in it to win it.
Yeah, you got to be
I'll sacrifice that $5.
Yeah, sacrifice that $5. Yeah, but that's something that we do every year. I'm sure people do their traditional stuff every year. There has been a talk that, and we don't like to talk politics, but that they should make Monday a national holiday because so many call-outs happen after Super Bowl Sunday. They should just go ahead and make it a national
holiday. Why Monday? Sunday should be a national holiday.
Well, Monday is...
No, I don't care about you. You suck it up for your hangovers. I don't give a shit about that.
Motherfuckers don't go to work. But yeah.
No, Super Bowl Sunday should be a national holiday.
It's an unofficial holiday. Cause
shit shuts down for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, because it's Sunday. But we talk about the day after.
I don't give a fuck about the day after.
Where shit should really be like, workers shouldn't go to work and shit. Don't drink so much.
Don't drink so much. Plain and simple.
Well, I don't work on Mondays, so...
I work Monday night, so, yeah. So I got all day to recover. To even if I didn't, I'd still be there.
I'm good to go. But yeah, man. Are there any... We don't necessarily do traditions as far as football and Super Bowl Sunday, but we've over the past few years that we've known each other, we've alternated homes of watching the game. Like, I think last year you was over here.
Yeah.
I'm going to be over there this year. But, I mean, one of our things is we just sit. We just have a good fucking time. Just drink.
Yeah.
Eat some fucking wings. And relax.
I will be making wings tomorrow.
Yeah. Like I said, if there's anything you need me to bring, I got you. But, you know, because I'm going to the store before that. Anyway, so,
Well, but if you want to bring something, by all means, feel free. I'm not gonna ask you to. Yeah. I don't know.
That's one thing. Like, we never asked each other to just bring anything. We always had the shit ready. You're more than welcome to have as much as you want. Take what you want. Shit. Last year we had a spread. It was crazy.
It was a lot of shit.
Because, you know, we had a lot of people over at that time. But, you know, this year, because my girl don't like sports like that, so it's cool. I think she's a supporter, though. Like, my mom, her, they support us. They don't give a damn if you don't, you know, if they don't like it. Hey. They'll still make the food. They'll still have you, you know.
My girl's actually working. She closes, so she'll come in maybe like second quarter.
Yeah. But
if she's lucky, she'll catch the halftime. So since she wants to see it, I personally could give two shits about it.
I mean, again, Super Bowl Sunday has something for everybody. Whether or not you like football, you can still go to a party. You can still drink. You can still go to the bar, watch the shit. Or even if you're not watching the shit, some bars have good music playing in the background. You can dance. You can drink. You know, you can just have a good time.
If you're at a bar, first off, whoever's in the bar owner or whatever running that shit, if you play music over the Super Bowl, slap yourself. All right?
No.
It's Super Bowl Sunday.
I think, like, some places that you go to, like Buffalo Wild Wings, of course, they don't have no music playing over the game. The game is going to be on every screen. But some, like, niche bars where they don't actually do anything for the Super Bowl, but they have the game on.
Those are the bars you don't go to.
Those are the bars you don't go to.
Yeah.
Some people like those bars.
Nah, though. It's a distraction. It's a Super Bowl.
It's the Super
Bowl. All right? It's the Super Bowl.
You know, you got fair weather fans that don't really like the Super Bowl.
Okay,
like,
and you want to know what? Those fair weather fans, they still watch the Super Bowl even though they don't like football.
Yeah. They be into it at that point.
You know? So.
But it's good shit, man. So enjoy your Super Bowl Sunday. You know, take a shot for us. Because we damn sure gonna be taking shots. Y'all.
I ain't taking a shot for y'all. I'm taking a shot for me.
All in all, we gonna be taking shots. That's what I meant.
Shit. Don't take no shot from me. Take it for yourself. For real.
Celebrate the good times. I just wanna let that play for me.
So let it rock.
It was short. It was short and sweet. But yeah, man. So we got that going on. What do you remember? Any of the commercials that you ever saw in the Super Bowl? Like, what was a good one for you?
Eli Manning and the Giants.
Eli Manning and the Giants.
Yeah, that's the one that stands out to me.
Oh, the one where they was doing everything in slow motion and shit.
I don't know what they.
It was all sentimental.
I don't even remember what it was. I just know it was Eli. Eli stole the show. I think it was last year.
Yeah. One of my favorite Super Bowl commercials was the one with Cedric Alexander. Cedric the Entertainer. Why the fuck did I say Cedric Alexander?
Got that wrestling on your head, man.
Cedric the Entertainer. And he was doing the Bud Light commercials. And he went upstairs with the two Bud Lights. And he slid on the bed and slid right out the fucking window. That shit was hilarious. I love that commercial. It's great.
I don't remember Super Bowl commercials that much. I just remember because the Super Bowl to me was so terrible last year.
I'm still going to say it was a good Super Bowl.
Because your team was in it.
Yeah, it was defensive.
If your team wasn't in it, you'd shit on that Super Bowl. I
probably would. No bullshit. I probably would. You know? But hopefully you guys will enjoy the Super Bowl. We got a recap to do on the Worlds Collide and the Royal Rumble, man.
Okay.
So, during Worlds Collide, if you guys don't know what that is.
Wrestling.
Worlds Collide is NXT versus NXT UK. On the pre-show, we had Kylie Rae defeat Mia Yim
in a singles match.
I did not see that match either. But, from my understanding, Kylie Rae cheated to win the match. She pulled on the tights, used the ropes as leverage.
Of course she did.
So, there may be a rematch down the road.
There will not be no rematch.
Who knows, man? There might be a rematch down the road somewhere.
Listen, Mia Yim is not leaving Baskin the Glory to go to the UK.
Oh, no, 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 no. Kaylee Ray would come over and have a reason. You know what it is. Stop trying to act like you don't know what it is. You know what it is. In the opening match of the main card, Finn Balor versus Dragunov. That was a really good match.
Yeah, it was good. I thought it would have been better, but I'm not going to complain about it.
Finn Balor did defeat Dragunov. I did think it was going to be better. It wasn't one of those ones where it was like, I think Dragunov had a better match against Cesaro. But, you know, it wasn't a bad match. It was a good opening match.
Yeah, it was.
The crowd up, got us ready, got us really ready for this shit. And then the second match, man, to me, was the match of the night. It was the Fatal 4-Way for the NXT Cruiserweight Championship. It was Angel Garza, the champion, versus Isaiah Swerve Scott, Travis Banks, and the Irish Ace, Jordan Devlin. And Jordan Devlin took home the victory, and he is the new Cruiserweight champion.
This was surprising. I didn't think they would take the belt off of Angel Garza this quick.
Me either. But I think,
especially for somebody in the UK.
Yeah,
but you want to know what? I'm happy. It's something different. Gets right. Another belt over there in the UK. Hopefully people watch NXT UK because it's a damn good show.
NXT UK is a damn good show. I got caught up on all the episodes before the Worlds Collide. And, man, they are doing some tremendous things over there. So I'm looking forward to continuously watching it. I believe it comes on every Thursday.
Every Thursday.
Right. Yep.
It airs live, I think, every Thursday afternoon, maybe like 3, 4 o'clock.
Yep. So we'll be checking that out. Up next, we had DIY, Johnny Gargano, and Tommaso Ciampa versus Mustache Mountain, Trent Seven, and Tyler Bate. DIY got the victory. That was a pretty good match.
It was a good match.
Yeah. They were doing some things in there, man. I liked how they was doing all the pandering to the crowd. They got the crowd interacted, involved in the match.
Yeah, they had to. It's two baby faces. For those who don't know what baby faces are, that's the good guys.
Two good guys.
Baby faces are good guys. Heels are bad guys.
Yeah. So, it was a pretty good match. Pretty good match. I like that. The worst match of the night. Not to say that it was a bad match.
It was a bad match to me.
But the worst match of the night was the Women's Championship match. Rhea Ripley versus Toni Storm. And Rhea Ripley got the victory.
Of course she did. She wasn't losing that belt.
She wasn't losing the belt.
They should have never had the match, to be honest.
Right. But the reason why I think this match was bad, because both of them were working opposite of what they usually work.
Yeah. Rhea Ripley was working face. My girl, Toni Storm, who I feel is the best women's wrestler in the world, was working heel. She's not a heel.
Yeah.
She's a better baby face fighting upwards. And it just didn't work.
Yeah, it didn't work. The match was kind of clunky. There were some spots in there where it just didn't grab you. It wasn't believable because we've built Toni Storm to be a baby face. That's all you've seen her do. And this was the first match that she tried to work heel. And it was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, it just didn't work.
Yeah. So that was the worst match of the night. And then you had the main event match.
I love the main event.
It was an incredible match. It was an incredible match.
Especially after Alexander Wolf got hurt.
Yeah. I just thought, to me, I felt like the Fatal 4-Way was just a tad bit better. But you had Imperium versus the Undisputed Era. It was a 4-on-4, 8-man tag match. But Alexander Wolf did get hurt about, I'd say, 5 minutes in.
If even.
Minutes in. So the Imperium was working on a 3-4 disadvantage.
And for those who don't know wrestling, yes, it's scripted. They had to change the match midway. Not even midway, at the very beginning. Once Alexander Wolf got hurt, because now you're down 4-3.
Yeah.
I think it was Bartel. I think he was doing all the moves.
He was doing all the moves.
I think he was covering for Alexander Wolf. He was doing Alexander Wolf's spot in his spots.
Yeah.
Because he was all over the place.
Yeah. It was a good match. And again, when you have that technical prowess to be able to change the match on the fly and be able to cover for somebody who had just gotten injured for real. Injuries in this sport are real.
Hell yeah, they are.
Yes, the matches are predetermined, but injuries in this sport are real. And it is a sport, man. It takes a lot to be able to do this shit.
Yeah. Don't think for 1 second you can hop up in the ring off the street and do some shit, because it don't work like that. You'll be blown up in 2 seconds.
And no matter what you say, you can say that it is fake all you want.
The only thing fake is the outcomes.
You can't fake gravity.
Hell no, you can't.
You can't fake gravity. When you jump from that top rope, you got to land somewhere.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
It was an incredible match to close out the show. I loved it. Overall, if we're going to give this show a juice box rating, what would you give this show, Worlds Collide?
I'll give it like a 3.5.
I'll give it a 3.5.
Just because I absolutely did not like the women's championship match.
Yeah.
And the first match could have been better.
Could have been better. Yep. So there you have it, man. 3.5 on Juice Box scale for Worlds Collide. If you haven't checked out NXT or NXT UK, NXT airs on Wednesdays on USA. NXT UK airs on Thursdays on the WWE Network. If you don't have cable, get the WWE Network, and you can watch both of them. It's good shit. It's good shit.
Not to mention, for all those people who love the Attitude Era where the wrestling was the most garbage, you can go back and watch that bullshit, too.
You can watch the Attitude Era. Yep. Up next, man, we had the Royal Rumble that happened this past Sunday. On the pre-show, you had a couple matches. You had Sheamus defeating Shorty G in a singles match. Then you had Andrade retaining his United States Championship against Humberto Carrillo. And Andrade the next day got suspended for failing the wellness policy.
Wellness policy. They didn't say what he did. They didn't say he did.
It could have been something as simple as he was taking some medication that he didn't inform them that he was taking.
Yep.
So we can't say he was on performance enhancement drugs or anything like that.
Can't say he was sniffing coke, smoking weed, none of that.
We can't say. But he is suspended for 30 days. They did write him off television on Raw by having Humberto Carrillo.
But he kept his belt.
Power drive the shit out of, Hammerlock DDT him through the pavement. So he is retaining his belt. And he's not having to relinquish it because it's only a 30-day suspension. You know, it's fine, 4 weeks. WWE has changed their live event schedule after they fired both of their co-presidents.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah. And their financials are down. Stock prices have plummeted, so you could probably go buy you some WWE stock if you want, bro.
No thanks.
No thanks. On the main card, man, the main card opened with Roman Reigns versus Baron Corbin, King Corbin.
I fell asleep in a false count anywhere match.
And Roman Reigns got that win in the dugout. In the dugout. Because they were in a baseball stadium. So he got it in the dugout.
Yes, in the Cheaters baseball stadium.
Yeah, the Astros.
The Houston Astros, the cheating stadium.
Yeah. You know. When they cut to that camera, that probably was the same camera that they was using to cheat. Fuckers. But yeah, I thought this was an okay match. It was overbooked. Like we said it was going to be.
I fell asleep on it. I knew it was going to be overbooked.
We said it was going to be overbooked. Dolph Ziggler came out there, you know. Who was with Dolph Ziggler? I forget.
Bobby Roode,
Dolph Ziggler. The Usos came out there. This match was completely overbooked. It was overbooked. It was way overblown. But it wasn't a bad match. They went for 21 minutes. 21 minutes. Who needs to see King Corbin for 21 minutes?
Well, you got
to
make sure you get all over the stadium.
Yeah, okay. We don't need to see them for 21 minutes. Up next, we have Charlotte Flair winning the Women's Royal Rumble. Alexa Bliss and Bianca Belair started the match.
Bianca Belair stole the goddamn show.
She had 8 eliminations. Molly Holly came out at number 3. Nikki Cross came out at number 4. Lana came out at number 5. Mercedes Martinez at number 6. Liv Morgan at number 7. Mandy Rose. Then you had Candice LeRae. So they had some NXT women in there.
They had mostly NXT women because they don't use the women on the main roster.
They had Sonya Deville in there. Kairi Sane came in at 11. Mia Yim came in at number 12. Bianca Belair just eliminated everybody for real. She had 8 eliminations. Dana Brooke came out. Tamina. Dakota Kai. Chelsea Green made her debut coming out. She got an elimination, but then she was eliminated. Charlotte Flair then came out at number 17. Naomi came out, did some stupid-ass shit where she gets tossed out but doesn't hit the floor. Mandy Rose did
Why do you call it stupid-ass shit?
It's stupid-ass shit, man. She does that shit every year.
Yeah, but you want to know what? She does it because can't nobody else do it.
She does it because can't nobody else do it. But the stupid part about it is... Every time they have her do that, as soon as she gets back in the ring, she gets eliminated. It's stupid.
That's the black person's move right there. Yeah. Kofi does it in the Royal Rumble too, except for this year.
Yeah. Beth Phoenix came out at number 19. Number 20 was Toni Storm. Number 21 was Kelly Kelly. I have no idea why the fuck she was in this match.
Yo, no. They probably needed just one extra person. You know?
So they needed 2 extra people because we're going to talk about another person that they put in this match that shouldn't have been in this match.
Oh, no. We can skip over that motherfucker.
Sarah Logan was in at number 22. Number 23 was Natalya. Number 24 was your girl, Xia Li. Number 25 was your other girl, Zelina Vega. Number 26 was Shotzi Blackheart. Number 27 was Carmella.
Did you skip over Toni?
I said Toni Storm. I said her a long time ago.
Oh.
I said her before Kelly Kelly.
I don't care about any other names, man. It's all about Toni Storm.
Tegan Knox came in at number 28. Tina Morella came in at number 29, which, again, was stupid because the motherfucker eliminated himself. And, yes, I said himself because it was a man dressed up as a woman.
Yes.
And then number 30 was Shayna Baszler, who I think should have won the match.
She should have won.
She tied Bianca Belair with 8 eliminations as well.
So. Yo, Shayna got in and she said, fuck this, I'm tossing all you bitches. And she did toss all her bitches.
But Charlotte Flair got the win. So
they just, I don't know why they like Charlotte so much. Charlotte is not good in the ring. She's going to get somebody hurt.
She's Ric Flair's daughter, that's why.
Okay, she ain't Ric Flair.
She sure isn't. Then up next, we had a 9-minute match. I didn't know this match was 9 minutes, but it was Bayley versus Lacey Evans, and Bayley did shockingly keep her title.
Should have been three minutes.
I don't remember watching this match.
I remember watching it because Bayley is garbage, and the other chick, she has no business being in the ring. She needs to go back to NXT.
I don't remember watching this match. I really don't. I don't even remember anything that happened in the match. All I know is Bayley won. That's it. So
it wasn't worth watching.
That's what happened with that. Then you had The Fiend, Bray Wyatt, versus Daniel Bryan in a strap match for the Universal Championship.
The Fiend was beating the shit out of Daniel Bryan with that strap.
He was. He did win the match. Bray Wyatt kept his belt. I mean, did we have any doubt?
No.
No.
But damn, he whooped Daniel Bryan ass with that strap. That's all I remember, man.
Yeah, he was supposed to. Then we had... Becky Lynch beat Asuka for the Raw Women's Championship.
Which is a mistake.
It was a mistake?
Yes.
Asuka should have won. So Asuka got kicked in the stomach and spit the green mist up into the air into her own face and got put in the disarmor and she tapped. Bullshit. And then we had the 30-man Royal Rumble. I'm dropping hella shit.
Yeah, you are.
We had a 30-man Royal Rumble. Brock Lesnar came out at number 1.
And he tossed the first 13 people.
Elias, Eric Rowan, Bobby Roode, John Morrison. Why did we even have him do this? Kofi Kingston, Rey Mysterio, Big E.
Those three at the same time, if I'm correct.
Yeah, because they were trying to toss each other. Big E, Cesaro.
I'm mad they did Cesaro dirty like that. They could have let Cesaro get some shit in.
Shelton Benjamin. They had a little moment where they were going to team up.
They are legit boys.
Yeah.
They went to the same college together. They were in developmental together. Came up together.
They had a little moment. Got tossed in 37 seconds. Shinsuke Nakamura came out. Got tossed in 20 seconds. MVP Montel Vontavious Porter made his return to get tossed in 24 seconds. Why do we do this to these people? Why do we do this to John Morrison? John Morrison came back and got tossed in 9 seconds.
I don't feel sorry for them. They got paid.
They got paid. Then number 13.
Yes.
Was Keith Lee.
Yes.
And number 14 was Braun Strowman.
I knew once Braun Strowman came in that ring, Keith Lee was going. He had that Braun Strowman stank on him.
That stank on him?
Yeah,
that was your boy, Keith Lee.
Yes.
Man. He should have. They could have took a chance on him and made him win.
I'm not even saying make him win, even though I would have loved it. Mm-hmm. But let him have a better showing.
Let him have a better showing.
Let him be in there longer than 2 minutes or whatever it was.
He was in there for 3 minutes, 30 seconds. So 3.5 minutes. But I thought he did have a pretty decent showing. I think Brock's facial expressions, Brock's enthusiasm to work with him, I think that does wonders for him.
Yeah, because Brock legit said, look at this big motherfucker.
So, you know, I think that enthusiasm, Brock showed him some respect, and I think that's going to go a long way for him. We'll talk about somebody else later on in the Rumble who doesn't get that same respect, and we'll talk about him in a minute. But Ricochet came out at number 15. Drew McIntyre came out at number 16. Here's where Brock got eliminated. Ricochet came with the low blow, and Drew McIntyre got the elimination.
That's storyline, though, because Brock kicked Ricochet in the nuts on Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
So he got him back for it.
Yep. Yep. So that was good storytelling, man. They did what they needed to do with that. Number 17 was The Miz. Then AJ Styles came out at number 18. We'll talk about him in a minute here. Dolph Ziggler came out at number 19. Carl Anderson of the OC came out at number 20. And then number 21, pop so hard.
You think you know me?
Edge made his return. And the first thing he
After did, 9 years.
And the first thing he did that we didn't see on television, we didn't see his very first spear because they cut to the crowd. Like some goddamn
I rewatched
assholes.
It on YouTube.
Okay,
because they showed it.
They showed it from a fan perspective.
Yeah.
Okay.
When the camera was on nothing but Edge.
Yeah. His second spear was a spear to AJ Styles, which AJ Styles sold the fuck out of that spear, but in doing so, separated his fucking shoulder.
That was the third spear.
Oh, that was the third spear. Excuse me. His third spear was AJ Styles. AJ Styles sold that spear like a motherfucker and separated his shoulder. So, that's what happened with AJ Styles. He's going to be out for a bit. They're hoping that he's able to return for WrestleMania, which is cutting it close, if you ask me.
Yeah, if he comes back for WrestleMania, he'll be in the Battle Royal that nobody cares about.
Then number 22 was King Corbin, and number 23 was Matt Riddle. Now, Matt Riddle does not get the same respect that Keith Lee got from Brock Lesnar. They had a backstage altercation before.
After.
They had one before and after the pay-per-view.
Well, I didn't so hear it was about before.
Yep. Before and after the pay-per-view. Matt Riddle was eliminated by King Corbin in 41 seconds. After that.
But I did hear that their altercation had nothing to do with him getting eliminated, though.
No.
That was the plan.
Yeah. So, you got Luke Gallows came out at number 24. Randy Orton came out at number 25. Him and Edge shared a moment.
Rated RKO.
They shared a moment. And part of the storyline that happened on Monday Night Raw was that Edge thought they was going to get back together.
No, Randy Orton wanted to get back together. Well,
Randy Orton faked like he wanted to get back together and then turned up. But in the Royal Rumble, Edge eliminated Randy Orton, telling him, you know me better than this. I ain't going to fall for your shenanigans. Well,
Randy was setting him up for the RKO.
Yeah.
And Edge turned around like, this motherfucker. I was like, all right, I got you.
So
he got him before he got him.
Yeah, you know? So why believe him on Raw? It's a little weird to me, but whatever. Roman Reigns came out. He was eliminated by Drew McIntyre. He was the runner-up of this match. Kevin Owens came out. Aleister Black came out. Samoa Joe came out. Samoa Joe suffered a concussion during this match.
No. That was Raw.
He suffered a concussion on Raw. Excuse me. Sorry. I thought he suffered a concussion during this match.
It was Monday Night Raw.
Okay. And then Seth Rollins.
Because he did a suicide dive and just face planted.
Face planted. Oh.
Yeah.
And then number 30 was Seth Rollins. He came out with AOP, the Authors of Pain, and Buddy Murphy. And they caused
Both texting each other during that part. We're both like, this is bullshit.
This is bullshit.
Word up. I was not happy about that. I'm glad he got tossed the way he got tossed. Because the way that shit was looking.
Yeah. So as far as with this Juice Box rating, what you get an overall show, man?
I'll give it a 4, man. It was good. It was a good show.
It was a really good show.
We don't normally say that about WWE pay-per-views because most of the time they're garbage.
Yeah, it was solid. It was solid. Like I said, the only match that I didn't like was the Bayley.
Fuck not liking. You didn't even remember the shit.
Yeah. I don't I liked the Asuka-Becky Lynch one. It was a pretty good match. I thought all the matches were good except the Bayley one because I don't even remember what happened.
No, that match was pure garbage. Anything Bayley touches is pure trash. Like, they put that Sasha Banks on her. Sasha Banks got that stink, that Bayley stink, and she can't get it off. She wasn't even in the Rumble.
Right.
Sasha Banks wasn't even in the Royal Rumble. Like, come on.
Now, last thing before we get out of here, man, because next week, on February 8th, the XFL is starting their football season. They are starting off with 8 teams. The Dallas Renegades. They got a high stadium. Their head coach is going to be Mr. Bob Stoops. You remember Bob Stoops?
Yeah, Oklahoma head coach.
Yeah, man. The Houston Roughnecks are going to be playing out of Houston, Texas. Their head coach is going to be June Jones. He used to be a play. No, he coached in the NFL for a long time. He coached in college as well. The Los Angeles Wildcats, they're going to be playing out of Charleston, California. Carson, California. I have no idea what that is. Sports Dignity Sports Park. I don't know what that is. But their head coach is going to be Winston Moss. I have no idea who that guy is. The Seattle Dragons are going to be playing out of CenturyLink Stadium. So CenturyLink Field. CenturyLink Field. That's the home of the Seahawks. So they're going to be playing out the Seahawks home. And Jim Zorn is their head coach. The D.C. Defenders playing out of Washington, D.C. Pep Hamilton is their head coach. The New York Guardians are going to be playing out of MetLife Stadium. Kevin Gilbride is their head coach. The St. Louis Battlehawks are going to be playing out of St. Louis, Missouri. Their head coach is Jonathan Hayes. And the Tampa Bay Vipers are going to be playing out of the Buccaneers Raymond Jones Stadium. Mark Trestman.
Over, under. Does it fold in 1 year?
I don't think they're going to fold. And the reason why I don't think they're going to fold is because of the way they've structured their rules, which we're going to go over real quick. But Dean Blandino, this guy is the guy you hear on the NFL broadcast when they're going to the person in New York. They were discussing what the refs are going to be looking at. He's the XFL's head of officiating, and he came up with a lot of their rules and regulations based on college and the NFL, they made some tweaks to their rules to try to give you some gameplay innovations and try to make the game a little bit better. How they are separated from the NFL. The kickoff will occur from the 30-yard line.
So it's going straight to the end zone every time. That's all I heard.
No. So it may go to the end zone, but as part of their kickoff, the kickoff team, so the kick team, actually has their people standing on the opponent's 30-yard line. But no one can move until the kick is caught. So the kicker runs up, kicks it, and it's basically like the two teams are standing like a line of scrimmage away from each other. But nobody can move until the person catches the ball. He either fair catches it. Well, there is no fair catches in this thing. So he catches the ball and he got to run. But it's not like you got a running start, so they cut back on head-on collisions, running speed collisions. So you got motherfuckers like, it's just like a fucking regular play, damn near, where your offensive line and your defensive line squaring up against each other, and your dude just trying to run through them tackles and trying to make it happen. It's weird to say. I'd have to see the shit in action, but that's one of the things as far as the kickoff is concerned, how they wanted to try to eliminate safety issues with the kickoff, and they wanted to reduce the opportunities for touchbacks and increase the opportunities for runbacks and scores on the kickoff. Point after a touchdown, there is no kicking in this fucking game.
That's fine.
You get three options. You get to run a play from the 2-yard line, the 5-yard line, or the 10-yard line. If you run it from the 2 and you score, you get 1 point. If you run it from the 5 and score, you get 2 points. And if you run it from the 10 and score, you get 3 points. If you don't make it, you don't get any points. The defense also can create a turnover, run it back to the opposing end zone, and score. So, it's like you're going 2-point conversion every time, basically. Punting. When it comes to punting, if you punt the ball out of bounds, your opponent gets it on the 35-yard line no matter what. If it's a touchback, they get it on the 35-yard line no matter what. And there's no gunners. So, you know, like in the NFL, when they kick it off, everybody can release. There's no gunners. You're all on the line. So it creates the opportunity for returns because there's no fair catch. So you got to return it, but it makes it easier for you to return it. But whether or not you go score off the return is their shit. They do have the double forward pass. So the quarterback can throw the ball to somebody behind the line of scrimmage in front of him. And then that person can proceed to throw the ball even further downfield if they like. But they cannot cross the line of scrimmage to do so. They have to be behind the line of scrimmage in order to do that. So double forward pass, they're allowing that in the XFL. In overtime, you got 5 rounds of alternating single play possessions, where you are on the 5-yard line and you got to try to score. At the end of 5, so it's the best of 5 scores. Whoever got the most scores at the end of 5 wins the game if they go in overtime. The play clock is a 25-second play clock as opposed to a 40-second play clock. The clock continues to run So they have a running clock throughout the entire game, except in the last 2 minutes of the half. So the last 2 minutes, every time you run a play, the clock stops. Even if it's a run play. They've gotten rid of the third timeout. So each team has two timeouts per half, but they can't call timeouts within 2 minutes.
Why are we talking about this?
I don't know if you want to. Maybe some people want to watch this shit.
Nobody's going to watch.
How you know ain't nobody going to watch?
Because nobody watched the AAF or whatever the fuck it was called.
We talk about a different ball game here.
Yeah, we're talking to you said a whole bunch. No.
You didn't watch the AAF?
Not one game.
Motherfuckers watched the first game.
Wow, the first game.
Niggas watched the first game.
And they watched the first game of the XFL. Well, actually, you know what?
Their ratings didn't suffer that much. They had continuous ratings throughout the entire season. It's just they ran out of money. I believe it's a market for this, man. I think people are going to watch the shit. It's just, is it going to be good football?
It don't sound like good football. It don't sound like football. It don't sound like football.
It don't sound like NFL football.
No, it don't sound like football.
How does that not sound like football, bro?
You said mad different shit that I don't care about and makes me not want to watch. Everything you said made me not want to watch.
I think everything that they're trying to do is to make the game faster. Where you don't have long periods where you're trying to call a play and get the shit in.
And you know how many how many play clock issues they're going to have because of you only get 24 seconds? Motherfuckers in the NFL can't get it done in 40. What makes you think in a brand new league you're going to get it done in 24?
Because they don't have they're not signaling in the play to the quarterback, and the quarterback has to change the play. What they are suggesting here is that the coaching staff on the sideline be able to talk to all skill players. So you can audible quicker.
Whatever. I don't even care.
You can get the play in quicker.
I don't even care.
I think this is something that we just going to have to see.
Yep. And niggas is going to see that shit and be like, I don't like this shit. I don't understand this shit. I'm not watching this shit. It's going to happen the first week.
But they said the same thing about the AFF, but the AFF had different rules, and people were still watching it.
I didn't watch one. Did you watch one game?
I didn't watch the shit.
All right, then.
But they had a good audience. I didn't want to watch the shit. Because I didn't, well, technically I couldn't watch the shit because I ain't had cable. So that's the only reason why I didn't watch it, because I don't have cable services to watch shit.
First off, the AAF, I didn't even know when the games were on.
Me either.
You know.
But with the deal that Vince McMahon has struck, their games are going to broadcast on Fox, ABC, and ESPN on Saturdays and Sundays. They're in the 2 o'clock and the 5 o'clock time slots on both of those days. So they have the TV deal in place. They have reliable networks. Unlike the AFF, didn't have reliable networks. You never know when the fuck the game was going to be on. So you know when the games are going to be on. You know what channels they're going to be on, because it's those three channels: Fox, ESPN, ABC. So
whatever.
We'll see what happens, man. I might watch the first game. See what it's about.
I'm pretty sure I won't.
You one of those old ass motherfuckers that don't like change.
No, it's not even that.
I don't like change.
I have so much other shit I'd rather watch than some fake ass football.
They trying out here, man. You got to give them a chance. They got people that are being in the league that didn't make it in the NFL. I understand that. But some of these people are trying to get them a second chance, man.
I have nothing against anybody. I hope it's successful. I'm just saying, for now, without watching it, it's not for me.
All right.
That's all.
You got anything else for the people, bro?
As far as the Facebook group goes, there was, don't post no questionable shit. If you know your shit is questionable and motherfuckers ain't gonna like it, you know what I'm saying? Don't post that shit. Because I had some shit reported to me the other night and I had to take the post down.
Also with that, man, it's being that Facebook has those rules and regulations in place. If you post that shit and it gets reported, they could potentially shut the group down. Facebook has that authority to say, we go close this group down, y'all won't be able to post. So try to watch that shit. Yeah, he did take the one down that got reported to him. But if that had been reported to Facebook, it could have potentially shut the group down. So just look out for that type of stuff, man. We don't want the group to be shut down. You guys love posting. You enjoy posting. We enjoy posting. So just keep it light, man.
Yeah, man. I have a strict no politics, no racism policy, you know. I don't know. I seen the post. And I looked at it myself like, what's this dude talking about? Like, I didn't get it. It has some questionable shit up in there. And then as soon as I read it, it was reported to me. So I instantly took it down because it was questionable to me and somebody else didn't like it.
Right.
You know, just, yo, keep it fun, man.
Keep it fun.
Keep it fun. Keep it positive. Yeah. Like I said, I posted in the group, we allow shit talking as long as it's fun. It ain't hurting nobody.
Yeah.
You know?
But as always, man, we appreciate you guys listening to the podcast. We're going to be back with you guys on the next episode with... What are we doing on the next episode?
I don't know.
The Juice Bar. We're doing the Juice Bar.
We can do the Juice Bar. We can talk about the Grammys because that happened.
Okay. We can do that.
You don't know nothing? Okay. Nah,
I don't give a fuck about the Grammys. But yeah, we will talk about the Scammies. We will talk... We will do our Juice Bar. And again, hit up that Facebook, that Twitter. We appreciate you guys listening to us. It's been the 2 Cents and 9 Cents podcast. That's been my homeboy, Matt.
Yeah.
I am Antoine Y. Slicker. And we out.
We out.